Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
NFL in full effect right now. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Last night, we get DK Metcalf traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is great because Pittsburgh definitely needs another weapon. But, Pearl, who's throwing to DK Metcalf? This guy wants targets, okay? And George Pickens is going to want targets. And there's not a lot of amazing options right now as far as quarterback is concerned. And DK Metcalf asked for a trade right after Geno Smith had asked for a trade. That happened on Thursday, reportedly. They were trying to work out an extension with Geno, the Seahawks. Never happened. He gets traded to the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday. So we got two different paths here for the Seattle Seahawks. And can I just be 100% on record, say I love this for the Raiders. Love this for the Raiders.
Okay. In what sense?
The Raiders clearly are trying to win some games right now.
Right.
And they wanted to go after Matthew Stafford, or they did go after Stafford a lot, and he goes back to the Rams. If you're giving me another veteran who can settle things, can raise your floor immediately, I'm going with Geno over Sam Darnold. You know, I've watched Geno in imperfect situations still play well. I've never seen Sam Darnold in an imperfect situation play well. I saw him play well for a 14-win Vikings team where the head coach is coach of the year, the offensive line was good even after injuries, and he had two elite receivers, and including the best receiver in the league. I watched Geno with a really bad offensive line step into a really tough role and throw to guys like DK Metcalf, and yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba ends up coming up, but I think Geno had a little to do with that as well. You know, he was able to get the ball to JSN, which turned him into a number one receiver, and Metcalf kind of became number two.
I don't agree with that. I think JSN was awesome at Ohio State and is awesome in the pros. The thing is, it's not for me Geno Smith versus Sam Darnold. It's Geno Smith versus a draft pick. So they got to go young at quarterback, and they sit at number six in the draft. It's not the best quarterback year, but what's the point of having a 34-year-old Geno Smith throwing to nobody? Are you going to draft a guy there? Because that would complete the puzzle. But then you're using your first-round pick on a quarterback, your third-round pick on Geno. So you have less draft capital. All your cap space is going to Geno and Max Crosby. How are you going to build a team around a rookie? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't feel like there's this massive upside. Let's use Jaden Daniels in Washington as an example. Have a cheap quarterback and build a team around him. This doesn't seem, if you want to win now and go 9-8, you can't do that. You're spending too much cap money over the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, see, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think that Max Crosby, as much as I thought that was the wrong move, I thought they should have traded him, got out a boatload for him. But again, they're committed to this win now thing with Las Vegas. Having a high-priced pass rusher, and I don't think Geno's breaking the bank. This is not Josh Allen's new contract here with $230 million guaranteed. Geno has signed a team-friendly deal in Seattle before. I think he will sign a reasonable deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't see this like back-breaking cap situation. I think you still have plenty of money. And so, you know, you need weapons. Let's see. I don't know if they're going to trade for anyone now. I think you could add weapons to your wide receiver room in the draft. Like, I'm bullish here on what the Raiders are doing. Defense is where they now need even more investment outside of Crosby.
I don't know. Let's look at their depth chart. Running back, Zamir White. Wide receiver one, Jacoby Myers. Wide receiver two, Trey Tucker. Wide receiver three, DJ Turner. Okay. Then it gets even worse after that. So I don't know. You have to fix that. Like, someone's got to come here, right? You have to add a wide receiver. Where are you going to get that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Cooper Kupp. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But I think if you're asking me what's the one position on my football team that I must fix through the draft, I'm going to take wide receiver all day, every day, because that is the position in this day and age that is consistently sending us not just, I think, the best it's maybe ever been, but as deep of a pool as it's been. You know, we're getting 10 to 15, like, not terrible receivers every year. You know, you can go deep. You can go into the second round and get a great receiver. You can go into the third round and get a great receiver. I'm not worried about that. Receiver and running back, I think I can fix with young guys. So I'm really bullish on the Raiders. Are they a like Super Bowl team? No, not a Super Bowl team. But when you are coming off a season where you won four games,
right,
to think Super Bowl is a pie in the sky, it's too big. How about think playoffs? Mm. And I think they're going to be right there.
Really?
Fringe playoff team.
So they're going to, that means they knock off Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs, or what?
No, they don't have to win the division to make the playoffs.
Who do they knock? I'm just saying, which team of those do they pass? They have to pass one of them.
Yeah, because not all four teams are going to make the playoffs. So that could happen in theory.
Right. I don't think it's ever happened before.
No. But we have, you know, we have seven teams making the playoffs from each conference.
I mean, Geno Smith is leaving the NFC West and going to an AFC West that has killer defensive coordinators everywhere. Everyone loves the Chargers. Jesse Minter is the hottest name out there. Apparently, he's brilliant. That's what everyone says. You obviously have Steve Spagnuolo in Kansas City. And I believe Vance Joseph is still at Denver.
Yep.
That's pretty tough. And no receivers. It seems like a tough assignment. One thing I do like, Geno indoors is awesome. He'll probably be able to fling around. It just seems you're aspiring to the wrong thing to me. Aspiring to be a 9-8 team when this is the NFL where teams turn around in a heartbeat. And the problem is if you're too good to draft a quarterback in the future, then you're in limbo forever and you're never getting back to the Super Bowl.
I just think this stabilizes things.
Is that good or bad?
Well, because here's the thing. I could disagree that the Raiders should have traded Max Crosby and started a rebuild, but they didn't. They're not doing that. So given that this is the philosophy, like, we can just shout till the roof from the rooftops, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong. But you know what? This is the way they're doing it. So if this is the path you're going to go down, I like Geno Smith in this role. You're trying to win right away. You failed on the Stafford thing, and now you pivot to Geno. Like, I like pivoting to Geno more than Sam Darnold.
I hear you, but same result either way to me is you're an okay team. And honestly, there's a good chance, you know, Geno's a little older, and there's a good chance you're a bad team too. You could probably be 5-12.
You think Pete Carroll could have a really bad team?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, retreads generally are not great. So, yeah, I think there's a really good chance. I think their win total is not going to be gaudy. What do you think it's going to be?
When are those coming out?
Probably after free agency. It's probably 6.5.
855-212-4227. Raider fans, let us know how you're feeling about this. Do you love the Geno Smith? Are you confused by it? Do you like the direction of where the Raiders are going? Meanwhile, Jay is in Nashville, wants to talk about DK Metcalf getting traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a second round pick, and he's signing a pretty big deal, 5 years, $150 million. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. I saw it last night. It's most lackluster trade I could possibly imagine coming, being that it's DK. It kind of seemed like the Steelers went ahead and scooped him up just to make sure a team like Baltimore doesn't get him because they're in the same division. I mean, there's a little blocking going on there. Mm. And they definitely don't want the Bills to get him too, because if DK went to the Bills, that might push the Bills over the top. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those moves, because you're looking at Steelers like, okay, you're going to go to the playoffs every year. All right, that's fine with that. We're used to it. It's boring now.
Jay's
and
yawning.
Just to think that going to the playoffs every year is boring to people now. It's crazy.
I know. See, that's the thing. Like, if I'm the Raiders and it's such a chore and it feels like a Herculean effort for me to just make the playoffs, then I like the Geno Smith move. But, Jay, you're right. I mean, maybe there was a little defense going on. We know the Steelers have been looking for a big playmaker. I think the question is, are they going to be able to utilize him in a way that's interesting, that's game-changing? Yeah, you say no.
But, by the way, Jay, one thing. The Ravens, why would they need DK Metcalf? Just pay Devil. They threw the ball very effectively last year. They don't need to pay for DK Metcalf. They have Lamar Jackson. Would you buy that argument?
No. Because, I mean, just think they they could have had, if they had Zay Flowers in that playoff game. I don't know. I mean, maybe Zay Flowers would have been dropping the ball too. And that's not a hit against the Andrews, man. He's still my guy. But I mean, it's just like Philadelphia got that one piece they needed, which was Saquon Barkley. And as far as the Raiders, I know they're trying to get people in the stands with wins, but newsflash, it's the NFL. People are still going to show up to the game, even with a brown paper bag over their head. So it's like, it's, I don't know.
Jay, appreciate you, man. Is this a boring destination?
I mean,
for DK
the other option would have been Green Bay. Would that have been more exciting for everybody?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably,
definitely.
Packers fans.
At least we know who their quarterback is.
Yeah, Packers fans bummed today. They wanted DK all day. I think, again, if you're paying $50 million for a quarterback, do you really need to pay $30-something million for your 27-year-old receiver? I don't think every team wanted DK at that price tag.
So, according to reports, the Packers didn't even make an offer.
I'm aware of that report, and I don't believe it.
Really?
I'll bet you they were sniffing around. I bet
it's not very Packers-like, though. Like, what would give you – why? Why would you think that? They don't do stuff like this.
You don't think they called? Well, the Steelers have never even come close to making a trade like this.
No, I get it, but at least we knew that the Steelers were interested in Brandon Ayuk. We know that they were interested in Davante Adams. We know they were – last year they were definitely showing some I don't know, signs that they were – in the market for a receiver. Green Bay is all about drafting their wide receivers, always.
Right. Well, so the Steelers have always been that same way. The Steelers have been the king of drafting wide receivers, and it wasn't working. Eventually, and the Packers are the same exact way. They keep drafting receivers, and it's completely failing. All these guys are getting hurt, or they're just not there mentally, so they need some help. They should have gone in way stronger on Davante Adams, too.
Well, that was the other thing. I think Packer fans were hoping for a reunion, and that didn't happen either because Davante Adams went to the Rams. Now, we know Davante wanted to go to the West Coast. So he got his wish. Wilson is in California. Wilson, who should be the starting quarterback for the Steelers now that they've traded for DK Metcalf?
Well, good morning, kids. Good to talk to you again. Been a while. I think you need to look at the history of that organization, and you need to look at the quarterbacks that have really succeeded for the Steelers. And I'm talking Bradshaw, big, strong guy. A number of quarterbacks in between. Malone, you got to look at Roethlisberger, big, strong guy. Now, I know this guy had a hell of an upside last season with 14 wins. We know his downside. But I think that Sam Darnold would be tailor-made for the Steelers because I think these big, strong quarterbacks in the bad weather, and you look at Josh Allen, and you look at some of these other guys. These are big party guys.
You know who had a good year, Wilson? Remember Tommy Maddox had a killer year in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Neil O'Donnell, huge guy too.
These are big guys, okay?
I think the same thing. It's cold and windy. You need to be 6'3", 230 pounds.
You've got to be a big, hardy guy.
But here's the thing, Wilson and Perloff. Okay, Sam Darnold is 6'3", 225, right? So he's got obviously the height and he's got he looks the part. When has he ever played well in bad weather? When has
he played the? He had 14 wins last season.
I know,
okay?
But Wilson,
I'm saying I think it's an upside. Let me just finish this whole thing though.
Yeah.
The flip flop on that with the Steelers is Justin Fields. I think might be a good fit over in Seattle. Okay, the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers, you can go one end of the spectrum from retiring, you know, to going out on a positive note. I always thought New Orleans would have been a good fit for him, but being the narcissist that he is, he's going to want to go out on a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to finish up by saying I concur with Maggie. I think they got to go for a receiver. I'm a long, long time Raider fan. I've let you guys know that before.
Yeah.
But I would go first off receiver and the other guy, get somebody to compliment Max Crosby on the other side, an edge rusher maybe on the next pick.
Yeah, and Wilson, thank you for the phone call. Okay, a few things there we want to unpack. The idea that the Steelers quarterback has to look and be a certain way.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Fields is 6'3", 227.
He's pretty big.
Pretty big dude. He's not small. So maybe you already have that guy. The problem is his arm isn't what Ben Roethlisberger's was, which
he's
is funny because he was great in college.
No, he's got the arm strength.
Right, but not the – we haven't seen it yet on the pro level of him being this amazing downfield passer.
Yeah, It feels to me that Sam Darnold has a better downfield arm. I just think Sam Darnold can't really handle pressure very well. And I'm not sure Justin Fields can either.
Whoa, what's this?
Breaking news?
It's not a move that happened, but this is very fascinating. I want to stop you guys before you say anything more about the Steelers situation.
Okay.
Steelers continue to talk, according to Adam Schefter, to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, but ellipses. Aaron Rodgers has emerged as a quarterback option in Pittsburgh, per league sources.
Whoa!
Rodgers and the Steelers are expected to talk and explore a reunion. I don't know what reunion that would be. The idea of Rodgers playing for Mike Tomlin is in play.
Wait, who said that? Schefter?
What's the reunion?
I have no idea what that means. There's a picture of him hugging Mike Tomlin when they beat the crap out of the Jets this year. So maybe he's referring to the picture. I don't know.
They played each other in the Super Bowl?
They love each other.
Many years ago?
They've talked. They talk about each other all the time.
Rodgers loves everybody.
But that was tweeted by Schefter a minute ago.
Interesting, because it was kind of notable that the Steelers, who are kind of feel like they're in on a lot of guys, were kind of famously out on Rodgers. So that changes now. Look at Rodgers. His market is kind of blowing up. Manny's Giants. The Vikings emerged as a dark horse. We saw that over the weekend from our pal Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated. Seattle now in play because they don't have Geno. And Pittsburgh is now the fourth. Am I missing
anybody? Don't
make it
up.
Well, yeah, but in the same thing, Carson Wentz's market has blown up as well. He's in play for the Jets and the Browns all of a sudden as a potential starter. So I'm just saying that this is not exactly blowing up. He's won in a mix with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and Seattle. What about, by the way, so if that happens, the last caller said Justin Fields to Seattle. That makes all the sense in the world.
I can see it.
Because McDonald's going to want a mobile quarterback, and didn't he almost set the all-time record for rushing yards for a quarterback?
Yeah, but I guess I would throw the argument you threw at me about the Raiders with Geno back to you with Seattle. Like, where are you going with Justin Fields? Is he actually going to be your quarterback of the future? You having him as a Band-Aid? Like, where... you're no closer to a Super Bowl, as far as we know.
Right. But I don't think you have to pay a lot for Justin Fields. I would rather go Justin Fields to Seattle than, for example, Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they want to pass the ball. Think of Michigan handing the ball off 24 times. That's what Mike McDonald presumably wants to do. Geno made no sense whatsoever.
Right.
And it's kind of, there's a little bit of weather, a little bit of wind up there. Justin Fields or a mobile quarterback makes perfect sense. Just run, emphasize your defense. Geno's too good. He throws the ball downfield too much. And Rodgers is too good for Seattle. He's got it. But then again, we just had a caller who said you got to be big and strong and secure with the ball. Aaron Rodgers is 42, 2 years off an Achilles. Don't you feel like he'll be a sitting duck back then?
I'm offended.
Offended. Here's the thing. I think Rodgers can get the ball to Metcalf and to Pickens. They have to really hope their offensive line takes a big step forward, and I think they are expecting that.
I would dream to watch Aaron Rodgers trying to avoid the Ravens and Myles Garrett and the defenders in that division. At least Trey Henderson is leaving, so that's good. But, yeah.
We think.
AMC North? Okay. Good luck, Aaron.
He's got to get to Minnesota. He's got to get indoors.
I agree.
He's got to get somewhere friendly.
Well, I think this is more of a window into the Steelers.
Well, I think that the fun thing about him is he's so short-term for them. That's got to be a one-year deal. So at least you're opening up for business next year.
Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers playing in that game against Cleveland in the snow with Myles Garrett chasing him around?
The Jameis Winston game?
Yeah, the Jameis Winston game. Could you see him playing in that realistically? You were talking about him having to maybe sit out games last year for load management.
I thought they should have load managed him.
EJ, counterpoint, he did build a Hall of Fame career in Green Bay.
Yeah, he hasn't been a Hall of Fame player in a while.
Dude won MVP 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. We have Achilles injuries, knee injuries, ankle injuries since
then. It's not that long ago.
It feels long ago based on his years in football years. That feels like it was 10 years ago.
I know. We've had like four documentaries since then. I think that also.
A lot of podcasts.
A lot of podcasts, like three different ayahuasca trips, maybe more.
No, it would have been more exciting.
Yeah. My dog.
Picking up your point. If the Raiders had gone with Aaron Rodgers, then...
Well, that's like a bananas. That's just like a weird dream team that's not going to work.
Perfect storm kind of team. Well, just I think the Raiders were probably looking at veterans. I would have liked them to go Aaron Rodgers to get him indoors. That would have been a good spot for him. I get why they went Geno. He's probably better at this point of his career. But, yeah, I don't see an outdoor, I agree with EJ, a cold weather outdoor team with a really iffy offensive coordinator, to me, is not ideal for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's, I mean, listen, the degree of difficulty a little higher on this one than maybe the Vikings. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's the spot.
But if he wants to start, this could be the place to start. It would be this or the Giants, and the Giants are picking third in the draft. You could have a quarterback right there who you're, you know, placeholder for. Listen, the Giants did that with Kurt Warner. You don't think they'd do it with Aaron Rodgers? Yank him after 10 games?
I don't know. So the Steelers, are the Steelers just bargain shopping? Because there was also Diana Rossini of The Athletic said that they made an offer to Sam Darnold. So are they just trying to get whoever, saying to all these guys, if you come in for the cheapest deal, we'll sign you?
That'd be the strategy 2 years in a row. Crushed.
No, last year they just sort of didn't do anything and then just landed with those guys.
Bargain shopping.
Right. I mean, but they have to actually pay somebody this year, right? They can't. None of those guys are free. Last year they were all a veteran minimums. I think they have to pay at least $20 million, right?
855-212-4227. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, according to Schefter, a little bit of traction. Do you like that fit? I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I think that Rodgers is going to be better this year, no matter where he is.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd be MVP in Minnesota.
855-212-4227. Okay, let us know what you think about that. We've got so much left to do, including I loved this behind-the-scenes look at what has gone wrong with the San Francisco 49ers. I thought this was very illuminating, and I learned some things. I want to share those things with you and why the 49ers find themselves in this crazy predicament. 855-212-4227. We'll get to that next.
I'm going to my darkest retreat.
NFL news coming in fast and furious. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Do we have another little headline just came across?
Yeah, EJ gave us the big one that now the Steelers could be in the mix for Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, that's a pretty big pivot where they had famously kind of been out on Rodgers, yet in on Darnold and in on Justin Fields. Like, they're all over the map.
Is that
here.
Really being in on Russell Wilson? It feels like not a huge pivot at all. It feels like they're shopping in the same aisle at the store.
Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, and now Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, don't you think that's all the same aisle?
Yeah, same, same.
Really?
They're all looking at the same teams. They're all about the same cause.
Yeah, but if you're going with 26-year-old Justin Fields, who's this mobile quarterback, and versus 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, that feels like the same aisle to you guys. Where do you shop?
Fields is a bit of it. Yeah, about the same cost. Feels like all these guys are in the mix to be the Giants quarterback, every single one of them.
Yeah, Seattle, not Pittsburgh, Rogers. The Giants are spinning around.
Oh, Rodgers is out on the Giants?
No, sorry. I thought you said the Jets. I'm sorry. No. Yeah. The Giants, I guess. But at least the Giants, this is where the Giants, for as, you know, tough as it may look on the outside, they do have the third overall pick. They're in better shape in terms of drafting a quarterback than the Steelers and the Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't know. That gets to it. The other big question that's behind all these free agent moves, is there anyone to draft in this draft? Because that's what I mean, the same aisle. Hey, we'd love a young quarterback, but this draft stinks. Let's just get a guy that we could sign for a year or two that's not going to kill our cap.
The fact that Daniel Jones may be a piece, like a domino that has to fall for other things to line up. Like I saw over the weekend that if Daniel Jones doesn't go back to the Vikings, who had traded for him in the middle of the season, and if he doesn't go to the Colts, then maybe Aaron Rodgers could, like, go to the Vikings or something. I'm like, are you kidding me that Daniel Jones is a domino that has to fall? Like, that's nuts to me.
This is also the aisle. This is what we're talking about.
Also, it seems like Darnold and the Vikings still slightly floating around out there that he could come back. That was on Saturday and Sunday. There was a lot of heat that he was looking at the Vikings again.
But that's ridiculous. Unless J.J. McCarthy's knee is a pile of mush.
Unless Darnold's not getting any money offers. If he's going to play a one-year $19 million deal, then that's why we're in the same aisle. It's a one-year deal kind of guys.
What is that, Costco? 1 year?
BJ's.
Yeah. Is it warehouse? I don't know.
It is not ideal. I think a lot of these teams would love to go young at quarterback. Maybe there's a second or third round guy that'll answer all these problems. Tom Brady is making the decisions in Vegas, right? What round did he go in, Mac?
No, I know he went in the sixth, Pearl, but he also just traded for Geno Smith for a third-round pick.
He didn't have anything to do with that trade.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Oh my God.
Why won't you just like let it like let it wash over you that Tom Brady's making decisions here?
Because
like accept it.
That was obviously a Pete Carroll call.
Well, it may have been. Yeah. Pete may have stumped for him, but clearly Brady doesn't, you know, unless they draft Shador, which maybe they still will at six. But how many reports do you need before you believe that Brady's calling the shots?
I think he might be calling the shots, but this was obviously a Pete Carroll
right, there's familiarity, no doubt. But Brady, if he had said, we're getting Shador no matter what, and if this is all worked out behind the scenes with Dion and what have you, then I think Brady would have said no to Geno. Like,
I don't know. I wonder if there are a lot of guys, cooks in the kitchen. It just feels that Pete Carroll's last quarterback in Seattle was Geno Smith.
Yeah.
His first quarterback here. People have been looking Geno there months now.
Obviously, it makes a lot of sense with Carroll. I just need you to acknowledge that Tom Brady is making decisions.
But why would Tom Brady want to trade a third-round pick for Geno Smith? What indication is that this is some kind of move that Tom Brady would be interested in?
Because I don't think he wanted Sam Darnold.
Right, but...
And obviously Russell Wilson was not the thing either.
Right, so what's his plan at quarterback, though? That's what I don't understand. Why is Tom Brady the sort of aiming for 9-8? That doesn't feel like him at all. It feels like he would only be focused on a ring.
Well, I mean, I don't know if a ring's happening in the next year or two, but they clearly want to win games now. Brady's not rebuilding. You don't think he had anything to do with Max Crosby re-signing?
He's 27-year-old star of the team. I don't think it takes a genius to re-sign him. I think if Brady really ran the show, he'd be smart to gut the entire team like the 2000 Patriots. Just get rid of everyone and start over. But I do think when you bring in Pete Carroll and you bring in Chip Kelly, these older guys, there's a win-now philosophy. But why would Brady want to do that? Doesn't he want to build a champion? I mean, are the Raiders going to be in the Super Bowl in the next 15 years? I don't see the path.
15?
I just don't understand. Well, Mark Davis is their owner. Tell me, Raiders fans, call in. When do you think you're going back to the Super Bowl? You were there in 2001 in San Diego. It's been a long, long time, and I don't see... I mean, with this ownership group, do you guys see any change?
Well, let's see. But this is year one with some new blood in terms of... Well, I know they had Tom Telesco last year, but this is the first year with Brady in the building.
But it's kind of like I said last week, though, I don't, and agreeing with Pearl here, I don't see the ingenuity. I don't see anything interesting about what they're doing. Like, Geno Smith played really well in Seattle. The guy throws a lot of interceptions. He's a little older. I would be stunned if he's a guy that can make them, forget about Super Bowl, even a deep, deep playoff run. The AFC, like, the Ravens and the Bills are still there. Forget about even the Chiefs. Like, there are a lot of good teams there. So, like, I guess I would like to see something a little more creative. I don't know.
But it's only year one, and I feel like they want to get back to respectability. And if you're a playoff team, let alone a deep playoff run, you're making the playoffs, I think you're back to respectability, without a doubt. Was there something else? Let's get to Bogish first. He's got headlines for us. But yeah, Raider fans, 855-212-4227. Floor is yours. Are you happy with the Geno Smith trade?
Guys, I hope Max Crosby enjoyed his time as the NFL's highest paid non-QB. He lost that title after a couple of days yesterday when the Browns locked up Myles Garrett long-term, his trade demand fading into a four-year extension with a record annual average value of $40 million. The guarantee is $123.5 million. It's $250 million for Josh Allen, the highest ever for anybody. The Bills signed their QB through 2030. The Steelers reportedly giving DK Metcalf a four-year extension worth as much as $132 million after sending a second-round pick to Seattle for him. And Devontae Adams heading to the Rams, two-year deal, $26 million guaranteed for him. And a quick college note, Eddie George is the new head coach at Bowling Green after 4 years at Tennessee State, taking them to the FCS playoffs this past season. The process on full display last night in Philadelphia.
Walker in traffic. Oh, yeah. Takes a hit from Micah Potter and then unfurls a finger roll. What a play by Lonnie Walker. A scoring sensation with 16 points in 22 minutes.
Tom McGinnis on Lonnie Sixers
Walker.
Radio. Yep, just as they planned back in the offseason, Philly got 25 apiece from Lonnie Walker the fourth and Quentin Grimes to take care of the Jazz last night. 126-122.
Brutal.
They're
brutal.
Back, Pearl. They are back.
Brutal win. Fans are not feeling this one. They are desperate to get the right lottery position, and this win stinks.
Quinn Grimes turning into Kawhi Leonard randomly has not been great for the Sixers tank.
I'll tell you what. I watched 15 seconds of the Sixer game the other day, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but Andre Drummond, yo, did he eat the other Andre Drummond?
What is going on?
That guy is
literally
huge.
I have to show you a text with me and our former boss, Spike Eskin, game one of the season. I said, what happened to Andre Drummond? He said it's actually last year, at the end of last year, he got big. So apparently it's been a two-year eating project for Andre Drummond. You just haven't watched the Sixers in a while.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean,
no, he used to be
did
shredded.
He open up a cheesesteak, you know, factory?
Like Perloff has been absolutely oblivious to the Giants rebuild. Maggie is oblivious to Andre Drummond.
No, I was too.
I saw him. I was like, no way that's... Whoa.
10-21-24. Has Andre Drummond been this fat for a while?
I hate to use the F word. He's older, too.
Text between friends. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he's big. But this win is awful. This is awful. It's the opposite of the process. This stinks.
No, I know it's the opposite of everything. Lonnie Walker IV scored 25 points last night. And you have another guy who's also the fourth. Ricky Council of fourth. I need Elias on this. How many teams have two
Force.
One IVs in their lineup?
It's been good.
Perloff's going to eat IV if the Sixers win the game.
Andrew Perloff, IV. Yeah.
The Cavs slightly better than the Sixers. They won in Milwaukee yesterday, 112-100, extending their win streak to 14. The aforementioned Kawhi Leonard scoring at the buzzer to get the Clippers past the Kings, 111-110 in overtime. The Pistons won in Portland, 119-112. And the Grizzlies won in New Orleans, 107-104. Ja Morant, Desmond Bane combining for 62 points and 14 assists. And LeBron expected to miss at least 1 to 2 weeks with the left groin strain he suffered Saturday night in Boston. NC State men's basketball fired head coach Kevin Keats yesterday, the year after the Final Four. But don't forget, they were struggling last season before that magical run. Overall, Keats, a losing record in ACC play in those 8 seasons. On ice yesterday, another one for Ovi.
Wilson was trying to feed Ovechkin, but in tight quarters, Ovechkin got it away, he scores! A backhander from the red line! He did it! Ovechkin scores from long distance! It's goal 8-86, and it's 4-2 Washington!
John Walton on Caps Radio, Alex Ovechkin getting number 886 in a 4-2 decision over Seattle. So now he is 9 goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky.
Good hockey.
What do you think they're going to do for that, by the way? Like, what do you think? Have they leaked out? What's the plan? You don't know when it's going to happen, but what's the plan?
Is Gretzky going to be there? I imagine so, right?
But again, we talked about this. Has this become like the Maris family to follow around Aaron Judge,
before
he broke the single season American League home run record and they had to go to Canada and Baltimore? Yeah. And it's basically like an East Coast tour.
I guess it's not really like, you know, LeBron and the Kareem thing, because like you kind of have an idea of when that record's gonna break, like these 15 points within it. You're like, all right, I'll show up.
Yeah.
You know, like this is like you don't know when it's gonna happen.
I think Gretzky will probably record a video that could be played maybe like in any arena. Say congratulations, Ovi.
I mean,
that looks kind of weird though.
Right. He's not doing much these days. He works on TV and he hangs out and plays golf. I mean, he's theoretically got the free time to bounce around a couple of days and
sounds
follow
like Charles
Ovi.
Barkley.
Dude, he's Wayne freaking Gretzky. He's not following around Ovechkin. Like, and today we're in Columbus, and then we're going to go to Winnipeg. Like, no shot. It's Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky's a pretty normal media guy now. He does a lot of podcasts. I don't know. I feel like Gretzky's now in the media, so he can, as part of his media duties, maybe TNT would follow him around. Can we send Paulina and Janet, though? Because that is way more important to me.
Getting to the bottom of things.
I haven't actually. I mean, still, Janet, unbelievable. That was a massive
crush. Yeah, so surprised Paulina looks like Paulina does based on who her mom is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, got distracted.
That's
there.
Fine.
You guys need a minute?
Mets catcher Francisco Alvarez, this will change our feelings, having surgery today for a broken bone in his left hand. He'll miss 6 to 8 weeks. And Christopher Bell won the NASCAR race at Phoenix Raceway yesterday. He is the first driver in 4 years to win three races in a row. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. See you guys on the phones. You want to talk about some of these massive moves that the NFL's, I mean, free agency technically didn't even start yet. We got signings all over the place, trades all over the place, and a lot to sort out when it comes to quarterbacks. 855-212-4227. We're asking you this morning, who should be QB1 for the Pittsburgh Steelers? They've got DK Metcalf now. They're apparently in the mix for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields.
Russell Wilson.
Who do you want out of that stunning crop?
And they signed Carson Wentz.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, he looks like a Steelers quarterback. I would go Carson.
Yeah, your love of Carson Wentz is starting to get a little...
We need an intervention. Carson Wentz's numbers are twice as good as everyone we just mentioned, except Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, 4 years ago. 855-212-4227. It's M&P. I
had a couple really interesting nights on the Madison.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Interesting, exciting new twist here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers now in the mix, according to Adam Schefter. Looks like they first want to try to get something going with Justin Fields, I guess. I mean, that feels like that would have been pretty obvious. Like, hey, you have been in our building for the last year. We want you.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
But there's a potential that the Jets are going to make a better offer. So they're waiting on Justin Fields? What?
So, but how into Justin Fields are you if you're willing to let him go to the Jets?
Well, I think the Jets might be offering some real money, and the Steelers probably want to go as cheap as possible.
Okay, but so then you don't believe in Justin Fields.
Right.
So, like, stop, don't sell us that, oh, gosh, this could be our quarterback of the future if you are going to lose a bidding war to the Jets, you know?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, now Rodgers is in the mix, and Russell Wilson, and Diana Rossini is saying Sam Darnold got an offer from the Steelers?
That's what she said. I have to get the wording on that exact tweet. I think they're just trying to get really cheap at quarterback. I think all these guys, what do they have in common? They're not long-term commitments. I think that's the most important thing. The Steelers know they need I'll call a 10-year answer at quarterback, and none of these guys are that.
I'm telling you, this is all because this quarterback draft is weak sauce at the top.
Yep.
Because if this was a good quarterback class, everyone would be waiting until after the draft to sign these guys.
Oh, my God. Six quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks last year. Now we're going to get one.
I know. 855-212-4227. Maybe two, if Shador and the Raiders is still a thing.
No.
Now they have Geno Smith at QB, Las Vegas, that is. Jeff's in Tucson wants to talk about the Myles Garrett signing. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Perloff. Maggie, I know you're all, like, happy, glee, big signing.
Yeah. Josh Allen stays with Buffalo till the year 2030, at least.
Oh, my gosh. You won't even know how to act in 2030, will you?
I hope we're all here in 2030, Jeff.
I heard that. So, I asked you last Friday, so what do you think should happen to Myles Garrett? Well, now we know. Now we know he gets to be the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So, I guess the Browns have convinced him that we're going to go get a quarterback because we know that the guy nobody likes
but
isn't going to play.
Jeff, I don't think that happened. I don't think that they had to sit down and tell Myles Garrett the plan, and now Myles Garrett is on board with the plan. I think this is a lot more basic than that, which is they shoved a bunch of money in his face, and he said, okay. And here's the thing, Jeff, and, you know, cannot hear a peep now from Myles Garrett about being in a losing situation because you put the trade request out there, was it the Monday or Tuesday of the Super Bowl, when, you know, all the media is in one place. He went table to table and did interview after interview, including with our pal Zach Gelb, saying, get me out of Cleveland. They're a bunch of losers. I'm not doing Cleveland to Canton. This is not happening. I want to be in a winning situation. And let me check the calendar. A month later, forget all that. I'll take the big money and give me a no-trade clause.
Right, yeah. Give him a no-trade clause. And you know what else is that he kept saying it isn't about the money, but you know what? When it comes to life-changing, generational money for all your grandkids.
Sure.
It's about the money.
Yeah, of course it is, Jeff. And here's the thing. Thank you for the call, dude. Nobody's going to begrudge him that, right? Mm. Football's a brutal sport. We know you have to get yours. But here's the thing about Myles Garrett. He probably would have gotten it anyway from an actual contender, and you just can't tell us anymore that it's about the winning.
True. I wonder if the Browns got the Godfather offer for Myles Garrett, because the last time this happened was Khalil Mack to the Chargers, I believe. The Chargers. And that didn't work out at all. I wonder if teams looked at him and said...
To the Bears.
Bears.
Oh, the Bears. Or it was to
Raiders,
the Bears.
Raiders, Bears. Yeah. And then Chargers.
Raiders, Bears, and Chargers. Right. I couldn't remember... I wonder if people looked at Myles Garrett and said he's about to turn 30. Is he really worth two first-round picks? I don't think the Browns got... I think it's a combination of things. I don't think the Browns got the offer they wanted. So why would they move him? They just let him... He's not going to hold out. Or maybe... The Browns had a lot of leverage because he's under contract. So sure. I don't know why... They never seemed to even take his trade request seriously. They never once said we have any interest in this.
No, they didn't, and they made him the highest paid player, and that's fine. But again, I don't want to hear that, hey, I'm in a losing situation and I'm not happy with it.
The funny thing, before this offseason, have we ever heard Myles Garrett complain about losing? Not really. He's not a malcontent by nature.
I don't remember, which is kind of why the trade request was a little surprising.
Right. He's not outspoken, so they'll be fine.
Let's go to Ramon, who's an Indy. Ramon, how you doing, sir?
Hi, good morning, everybody, and thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Pittsburgh, I don't know what's going on with them. You're not bad enough to get a high quarterback pick in any draft. You're not good enough to do anything. One-year wonder's not going to do it. Take it from us, Pittsburgh. We try with Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz and Philip Rivers, and it didn't work here in Indy, and now we're floating around bringing in Daniel Jones to have a quarterback competition. Oh,
just what you were always hoping for, Ramon.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is the Peyton Manning days and Andrew Luck days are long gone around here. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, Maggie.
Yeah.
You know, they gave Josh Allen a nice fat pack, but with all these receivers going all over the place, where's his help?
You know,
he doesn't have any help.
Ramon, it's a great question. I think they're, I don't know what, listen, are they going to draft another wide receiver? They might. They re-signed Khalil Shakir. I think they're telling Josh Allen, between the run game and the everybody eats mentality, we're not doing obvious wide receiver one right now. And maybe Keon Coleman ends up becoming that guy, but, you know, off the first season, not that encouraged. Missed some time. He's complaining. He's on a podcast recently complaining about the cold weather. It's like, dude. Come on.
He's going to be struggling again to beat Kansas City. You know, him and Baltimore may be in the same situation, but Kansas City getting Hollywood Brown's going to be motivated. You know they're going to be motivated. I just don't see where he has to have somebody. DK Metcalf going to Pittsburgh has helped them, so whoever they get that is. I thought they would get DK.
I know, but
that would have been a good help for him.
Ramon,
just see him struggling again.
I know,
by
when
himself.
It counts.
It's just,
when
just
it counts. Far.
I'm sad for him.
Well,
thanks.
Ramon, don't get too broken up about Josh Allen. Just signed a $250 million guaranteed. Like he's winning at life. But don't forget this. The thing about Buffalo, the run game is a huge part of what they want to do with James Cook. And he's, by the way, up for some money. And they love the tight ends. So it's not just about Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir and whatever they do with another receiver. But they also want more Dalton Kincaid. They want Dawson Knox to be a thing.
But that being said, would you agree with that point that they do feel just a little bit short on offense?
Yeah, listen, it's clear what they've done. The commitment is to defense. Yeah. You know, they re-signed Terrell Bernard. They re-signed Greg Rousseau. I think the defensive side, I'm not worried about the offense. Call me crazy. Yeah. I'm not. They need balance and not just funneling the ball to one guy. And they need help on defense. Defense.
I was actually a little surprised. The Chiefs, how they got Nick Bolton back in the building, they're not going anywhere. It dawned on me this weekend watching their moves. They're not doing any kind of rebuild. So that's the same problem with Buffalo and Baltimore. It's a good point.
Look at how your team beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, right? I mean, you were all over Patrick Mahomes. He didn't have a second. And meanwhile, in the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs scored more points than they had all season long. Like, to me, this isn't rocket science. I don't think the Bills' offense is the problem. The defense needs more weapons.
So why are you bringing Rousseau back at a hefty price tag?
Well, it wasn't that hefty. He's their homegrown guy. I understood it.
Still feels, they still feel a little thin.
Looky, looky what we have here when it comes to quarterbacks and this game of duck, duck, goose. Who's now in the mix for Aaron Rodgers? We'll tell you next.